Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rose Hill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Monday, the 25th of May, 2026 at 9:36 Israel time, 6:36 UTC. Hezbollah drone kills IDF soldier in South Lebanon as US-Iran deal hangs in balance. May 25th, 0636 UO936 Israel, morning edition, bottom line up front. A Hezbollah explosive drone killed an IDF soldier and seriously wounded another in southern Lebanon, while the US and Iran continue to negotiate a ceasefire deal that Israeli officials warn ignores Israel's security interests. Sergeant Nehore Lizer Nintin from Eilat, a combat engineer with the 601st Battalion, was driving an armored personnel carrier when it was struck near Bint Jebel. He is the 10th Israeli soldier killed amid the truce and the 22nd since March 2nd. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said an Iran deal is still possible today and that Israel always has a right to protect itself, but northern Israeli mayors called the emerging agreement a death blow if Hezbollah remains intact. The British Navy is preparing to clear mines from the Strait of Hormuz once a deal is signed, though a U.S. official says no mines have been found as oil prices fell 5% on deal optimism. Now, turning to the regional sections, on the Iran front, the diplomatic track remains the dominant story. A senior Trump administration official told Israel Hayom that a deal would not be signed on Sunday because the Iranian system is not moving fast enough. The official said Iran has agreed to open the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for the lifting of the naval blockade and to dispose of its highly enriched uranium. A separate US official claimed there is a broad commitment on the principles of the documents, with wording still being finalized. President Trump posted a message to Iran saying, "Thank you for your attention to this matter. Israeli defense officials are concerned the emerging deal ignores Israel's interests, particularly regarding Hezbollah and Iran's missile program." An Israeli political source said the deal preserves Israeli freedom of action in Lebanon, but the mayor's death blow warning underscores the gap between that assurance and the view from the north. On the Iranian side, a senior source claimed the US has backtracked on two key understandings, the release of frozen Iranian assets and the scope of the Lebanon ceasefire, with Israel pressing for a clause allowing it to operate militarily. Tehran has told mediators it will not sign the deal in its current form. Iran's press TV cited a source saying Iran has no trust in the US and that the release of frozen assets is a red line. Russia's envoy to the IAEA criticized calls by Trump and Netanyahu to dismantle Iran's nuclear infrastructure, while Fox News reported the US is demanding no dust, no deal, meaning Iran must give up its highly enriched uranium. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed with zero transits at 2% of pre-war baseline. Oil prices fell to just under $99 Brent on deal optimism, but backwardation persists. A US official said no mines have been found in the strait, nor have any been destroyed. Separately, Iran executed a man named Abbas Akbari, alleged to be a leader of anti-government protests in Isfahan. In Lebanon beyond the soldier's death, Hezbollah claimed a series of attacks on IDF positions Sunday evening. These included targeting a gathering of soldiers at the Nemer el-Jemal site with a swarm of loitering drones, striking soldiers in Al-Nakura town with another drone swarm, hitting a newly established command center in Al-Bayada town for the third time with drones, and targeting soldiers of Brigade 401 in Debel town. Hezbollah also claimed it confronted an Israeli Hermes 450 drone with a surface-to-air missile over the Rumman Azi area. The IDF issued evacuation warnings for 13 villages in southern Lebanon ahead of strikes, and an Israeli drone strike targeted a civilian vehicle on the Al-Kardali Road. Low-altitude Israeli drone flights were reported over Beirut's southern suburbs. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun, marking the anniversary of Israel's 2000 withdrawal, said a complete Israeli withdrawal remains a firm national demand that cannot be compromised and that negotiation is not a concession or surrender. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio said Hezbollah is trying to drag Lebanon back into chaos through war and calls to oust the government. Moving to Gaza, a Palestinian man, Ahmed Samir Farhat, died from wounds sustained 2 days ago in an Israeli strike in the Al-Mawasi area of Khan Yunis. Israeli tanks opened fire toward the eastern areas of Khan Yunis city. On the humanitarian front, 12-year-old Sumdus Junaid, diagnosed with glaucoma, is among more than 18,500 patients in Gaza urgently needing medical evacuation, including 3,800 children. But Israel's blockade denies them care, another data point in a now familiar pattern. In the West Bank, Israeli settlers assaulted Palestinian vehicles after intercepting them on a highway near the village of Safa, north of Ramallah. Settlers also let their cows graze on Palestinian land near the village as part of a strategy to take over the land. Separately, a participant in the Global Sumud Flotilla, Maryam Hajjal, alleged she was subjected to repeated sexual assault and physical abuse by Israeli soldiers while in custody, including being stripped of warm clothing and placed in a dark shipping container. On the multilateral track, President Trump reportedly asked Muslim and Arab leaders to normalize ties with Israel if an Iran deal is reached, but the request was met with silence. 8 Arab and Muslim foreign ministers condemned Israeli Minister Ben-Gvir's taunting of flotilla activists as an assault on human dignity. And Omani Foreign Minister Badr bin Hamad al-Busaidi reaffirmed his country's support for reducing regional tensions. Across the wider world, the British Navy is preparing to clear mines in the Strait of Hormuz once a deal is signed, with hundreds of sailors in Gibraltar ready to secure the waterway alongside France, though clearing the entire strait could take years. British Defence Secretary John Healey's plane experienced severe GPS jamming near the Russian border while returning from a meeting with troops in Estonia. Iran's ambassador to Kenya met with Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi in Tehran to brief him on his diplomatic mission. A street in the Nicaraguan city of Corinto was named Minab Angels in tribute to Iranian school children martyred at the Shajareh Tayyabi Elementary School. Australia's spy chief said anti-Semitism was left unchecked after October 7 and has become normalised. And Syria held legislative elections in former Kurdish-controlled areas, including Hasaka and Kobane. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of Hezbollah attacks has accelerated sharply over the past 24 hours, with a notable shift from sporadic drone incursions into northern Israel to sustained. Multi-axis drone swarm operations directly targeting IDF positions inside southern Lebanon. The killing of Sergeant Leiser marks the 10th Israeli fatality during the truce period, underscoring a pattern of escalating lethality despite the diplomatic track. Hezbollah's willingness to strike armored personnel carriers suggests a deliberate effort to impose costs on Israeli ground forces, potentially testing the boundaries of the fragile ceasefire framework. On the information environment, two competing narratives dominate: the US-led framing of an imminent diplomatic breakthrough with Iran, and the Israeli security establishment's counter-narrative that the deal is a death blow that leaves Hezbollah intact. Hezbollah's own messaging frames its operations as legitimate resistance, while the IDF's official channels emphasize the human cost. The gap between the US officials' claim that no mines have been found in the Strait of Hormuz and the British Navy's preparations for mine-clearing operations reveals a fissure in the coalition's public messaging, potentially undermining confidence in the deal's implementation. The Iranian camp is pushing a narrative of US backtracking on asset releases, seeking to paint Washington as unreliable, and the synthesis. The killing of an IDF soldier by a Hezbollah drone inside Lebanon rather than on Israeli soil is strategically significant. It signals that Hezbollah is prioritizing the attrition of Israeli forces in the Lebanese theater over symbolic strikes into Israel, possibly to avoid triggering a broader Israeli response that could derail the US-Iran deal. This operational choice suggests Hezbollah is calibrating its violence to maintain pressure without crossing an unstated red line. A counter reading is that the drone strike was simply opportunistic, but the pattern of multiple coordinated drone swarm attacks in a single evening indicates a deliberate campaign rather than isolated incidents. The timing, hours after US officials expressed optimism about a deal, maybe a message from Hezbollah and its Iranian backers that any agreement must account for their ability to impose costs on the ground. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, three indicators to watch. First, check the Hezbollah-linked Telegram channel Al-Manar News posting cadence for the 24 hours after the soldier's death to assess any shift in claim frequency or operational messaging. Second, review Sentinel. One, SAR imagery of the Bint JB area for evidence of armored vehicle movement or strike damage consistent with the reported drone attack. Third, monitor Flight Radar 24 for any Iranian military cargo flights departing Tehran, Mehrabad for Damascus or Beirut in the next 24 hours as a potential indicator of resupply to Hezbollah. Looking at predictions through a status quo lens, within 24 hours, the IDF will conduct airstrikes on Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon in retaliation for the soldier's death, but will avoid targets in Beirut or deep inside Lebanese territory. The US-Iran ceasefire deal will not be signed before midnight Tuesday, as both sides continue to haggle over asset releases and the Lebanon clause. And Hezbollah will claim at least one more drone attack on IDF positions in southern Lebanon before 06:00 Tuesday morning. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens with lower confidence, Hezbollah will launch a medium-range rocket salvo at an Israeli military base south of Haifa within 48 hours, marking a significant geographic escalation. Iran will announce a suspension of negotiations and a partial resumption of uranium enrichment activities if the US does not agree to asset releases by midday Tuesday. And a US naval vessel will be targeted by an Iranian proxy in the Persian Gulf, causing damage and casualties before midnight Wednesday. That concludes this Satrap. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_signing off from Jerusalem. Signing off from Jerusalem.